Was e'er a man so unfortunate as to be a cuckold and poor, sir? 'Tis a curse which all do hate, yet I the same endure, sir. For I have a whore to my wife, and she a very proud one, that wearies me out of life, and makes me wish I had none. Other cuckolds there be, 'tis true, yet I can scarcely believe they more for their wives did ever do than I have done already. Yet verily I go threadbare, although I was contented, and that my wife should be a whore, truly I first consented. For sometimes I pimp did stand, whilst my wife did rant it, and with her Hector in her hand, together did gallant it. Thus may you see what I have done, and how I was contented to be cuckolded by some I never them lamented. If I home did chance to come, and her gallants were playing with her, then I must be gone. There was for me no staying. I must not stay to speak a word, but presently be packing, and not let my voice be heard for fear of a good whacking. Oft times at the door I lay, whilst that they lay a-courting, least someone should them betray, and spoil all their sporting. Yea, more than this too I have done, to make my work the surer, and finish what I had begun. I sometimes was procurer. Thus have I done, thinking that I all her gallants' coin, sir, should possess, but verily what she gets not mine, sir. She with her trollops it does spend, and leaves me not a farthing, which makes me now complain in the end, seeing I've lost by the bargain. She's give me naught but craved looks, if I her desire to give me some money, zooks, I'd better near come nigh her, for whatsoever does stand nigh her, she straightway takes it, and at my head strikes presently, endeavoring for to break it. Now, married men, my counsel take, mind what I say to ye, if that you full beard do rake, for to live yet prithee, here consent your wife shall be made common unto any, for then you'll ne'er live happily, nor will they maintain ye.